yes. As I was waiting on the machine there, I was thinking about what Vicki said, and it occurs to me that we have a tendency to sometimes, to say a scripture, but hesitate to say a scripture. Be thou removed and cast into the sea, and if thou shalt believe in your heart, it will be done. Okay. Say to the mountain, be cast into the sea. Let's be realistic, huh? I mean, we're smart people, aren't we? So we're logical. And we would have to wonder why God would say such a thing, kind of, sort of. Why does he throw that out there? So we're practicing moving mountains or? Well, the action is not up to us. It's the saying that's up to us. And the leaving it with God, that's up to us. And so a lot of our practice might be in saying it and leaving it. If we think that we understand it all, we are silly. But we can trust the one that we understand. And so we can come to that scripture every year when we read the scripture, and we can say, okay, I'll say to this mountain, be thou removed, Well, then I got to think about what mountain am I wanting to move. Well, I think we've all got something now and then that needs to move. So then, is that what God was talking about, that something that we need? Well, he certainly wasn't talking against that something that we need. What he's obviously trying to get us to do is to say something. Say those things that override those things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. To walk into something, right? This week in the night, fervent and infervent. Now, I wasn't even sure infervent was a word, and maybe it isn't, but fervent and infervent. And I remember that the Bible says we should love fervently. And so the opposite of loving fervently would be less than fervent. It would be infervent, and we are called to love fervently. The things that God desires of us are not complicated. They are just things that we need to apply, just in the same way that we say to a mountain, what God calls us to do is just do. Just do it. And when we choose to just do it, we find out how easily it works. Don't complicate it. The simplicity that is Christ. We have all these things, and let's face it, we have the opportunity to get understanding about so many more things than we have a hard drive to control, but we keep learning. We keep learning, but as we keep learning, do we get understanding? Does it increase our faith, or does it just make us happy that we've learned something? If we don't apply it, it's like I've learned a few things with YouTube videos. Some of the things I've learned from YouTube videos is that I don't want to do what they're saying that I can do, because I don't agree that I can do it. Now, John, on the other hand, he'll take a YouTube video. He'll make that baby work for him. You know, I don't know if you ever found one that you looked at the YouTube video and said, "Ah, we'll pass on that one." You have, okay. I feel better now. I'm not the only one. But I just can't imagine how complicated a one it would be if you did that, bro. But the fact of the matter is that we, sometimes the things that we learn, it's just like, as Vicki says, that's her daily devotional, so that's not the first year she's read that devotional. And so it's not the first year that she's kind of chewed and mumbled through, "Say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea." It wouldn't be the first time that after we read one of those, we go, "I don't get it." You know, we just, a week ago, we were praying because we felt led to pray by the Lord. We were praying what we wanted, and we didn't necessarily get what we wanted. But then on the other hand, maybe we got more than we understood. Amen. You know, maybe we need to just understand that, wow, praise God, what would have it been like if we weren't praying? Yeah. You know, what would have it been like if people weren't gotten out to vote? You know, as I said, many have said, I think that we found out just how deep of a hold evil has on people. And so we can pray about that. Because as that's revealed, then people can see, people can look and say, wow, things are eviler than we thought. You know? And we don't want them to be that evil. But they are. And we don't want that evil to take over. You know, we don't want it to go. We want to say to that mob, "That's it, and no further." Now we know that we got to push something back harder. You know, we've got to fight a good fight. And so say to the mountain, "Be thou removed and be cast into the sea." You see, that the thing that is speaking to my heart about being and learning, Paul told Timothy, he said, and he talked, I don't know why he threw that in there, but in the Living Translation it says, "Become like those women." It ain't have anything to do with women, it has to do with men and women. "But that are ever learning and never coming to understanding." Paul told Timothy, guard against that. In ever getting knowledge and failing to be. To be. If any man be in Christ, any woman be in Christ, they are new creations. It is in simply in that being. In the early church, they didn't learn a thousandth of what we have available to learn. And yet they were sawn in half being Christians. They were beaten to death being Christians. They may have had a question or two about why they were going through that. And again, they might not have. They might have just been so happy to be. So happy to just be in Christ. So happy and so honored and feeling so privileged that they could die for the cause of Christ. I have to be honest with you and say that that's not something that I daydream about. You know? It's not something that, "Oh God, let me die a martyr." I don't do that. I don't do that. But I do enter that realm just from the standpoint of, oh, Lord, don't let me fail you. And if I have to. But it's not a necessity, you know. But you see, then they had come in to the gospel when that stuff was already going on. People were being killed, and somebody was coming up and saying, you want to get on this team? This could be you. What do you think, huh? And people would sign up. Where'd they get that? They got that from God. See, and we all have that. We're a new creatures in Christ. We have that. But we have to be cautious that we haven't set that on a sideline while we get to know more. You see, because when we know more, then we can figure out we shouldn't be suffering. We shouldn't have any lack. We should have everything. And when we get to that part, we run into a problem. How come I don't? So then we run into, what am I doing wrong? Then we run into condemnation, and we run into a lack of faith, and we run into wondering, am I a Christian at all? And, you know, all of those questions come bombarding us, and we got to say, wait a minute. Mountain be removed. See, sometimes with the more that we know, the more confused we can become. If we lose sight of what is ours in Christ. You see, it always goes back to, if any man, any woman be in Christ, any child be in Christ, we're new creatures. And we've got everything that God has given to everyone who's in Christ to work with. And so we learn from things like David when he said, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Because David had become so wise, and David had become such a worshiper, and David ran into the mountain of Bathsheba. And then he ran into the prophet, and now he's saying, create in me a clean heart, O God. I want what we used to have. I want to relive that first love. Don't cast me away from your presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Then I will teach transgressors your ways. And sinners will turn back to you. When they hear what I've done, it'll change their lives. Maybe, maybe not. You know? We've all experienced people simply ignoring the good news of the gospel. We've all seen the the nod of, well, that's good for you. You know, but that doesn't stop us, does it? Because if anyone be found in Christ, they're a new creature. And that's what we want more than anything. We just want to be in Christ. I don't want to figure everything out. I don't want all of the answers. Because I think all of the answers would confuse me. God has assured us that He'll take responsibility for what's His. It's a promise that He's able to do abundantly above and beyond what we can hope or imagine. So it really isn't necessarily up to us to figure out the hoping or the imagining. It's up to us to be. And more and more and more, we are seeing what being can accomplish in our world. If we all as Christians will be Christians, it's going to change the atmosphere. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Fill our hearts, change the atmosphere. Help me to be an atmosphere changer just by being. Just by being that, because when we're in Christ, we're in Christ. Remember, when we've prayed, we've been with Jesus. We've been someplace special. It is special. It's such an opportunity. You see, we can lose sight of the impressive opportunities that we have. Because we get busy. Today I was doing my U-Bible devotions, and I just kept being interrupted. I kept being interrupted by a desire to just be with Jesus. That's a good interruption, the interruption to just be with Jesus. To just sit at your feet, take the cup from your hand, lean back against you and breathe. Feel your heart beat. The more I seek you, that was what I kept thinking when I would be wonderfully distracted by him, was the more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you, the more I love you. I just want to sit at your feet. Drink the cup from your hand, lean back against you and breathe and just feel your heart beat. I think that those people all those years ago, as they were being martyred, as they were being led to a cross, as they were being sawn in half, I think that they could sit at his feet. Take the cup from his hand. Lean back against him and breathe. Feel his heartbeat. Because they had that confidence. They had that confidence in the promises of God. Let's not lose our confidence in the promises of God. Let's not lose our confidence of who we are in Christ. And let that be a mountain-moving thing that we say out of our mouths. Let that mountain-moving thing that we say accomplish more than we could ever think as we just say, I know God is good. I've been with him. I know what it is to sit at his feet. I know what it is to have his peace consume me when it doesn't make any sense at all that I'm peaceful. I know what it is, and I know he'll do that for you. I had a gal on Sunday that I hadn't seen at the jail for a long, long time, and it turned out she'd been in winter for 14 months, just hoping to get back to Pierce so she could go to church because they don't have chapel down there. And she was kind of crying, and I just said to her, I said, what's going on? She said, I'm going to be going soon on Con Air, and I just want to know, does God have me? Is this his plan for me? And I said, I don't know his plan for you other than to say that he plans to be with you. And so wherever they take you, God is with you. And she just began to cry, and the Holy Spirit just witnessed with her spirit. That's all she needed to know. He's with me. And from that gal's testimony, another young man interrupted me in his pod, and he said, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt you. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I've heard the message. He said, what I want to know what do I do? It seems like I can't pray. It seems like darkness is just stopping me. And he went into a bunch of other things, and I just said to him, I said, well, I'll tell you what, that's a lie. You can pray. And he too, apparently Holy Spirit did something with that, and the rest of the service he was just there crying because he could talk to God. See the simplicity of the gospel. These are the things that we know that are life-changing for others. So we don't need to think that we know everything. If we can get out the simplicity of what we do know, we will see amazing things happen. Because we are, as Mario Murillo talks about, we're in a great awakening. We're in a time when people are so hungry, you know. He's in California with thousands and thousands and thousands of people getting saved. Who'd have thunk it? But God hasn't written them off. And there's nobody that God has written off. And so this is the confidence that we have. If any man be in Christ, they're a new creature. That's the most profound thing that we can share with anybody. That doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with learning. That doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with getting understanding. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with that. But the truth of the matter is the basics are what's going to change people's lives. And all the other stuff might help us to help someone as they move on. But let's not forget that we have the keys to help them to move in. The more I seek you, the more I love you. The more I seek you, the more I find you. Spend time at the Lord's feet. Take the cup from his hand. Lean back against him and breathe and feel his heart beat. And then pray, Lord, use me to help someone else. Father, in Jesus' name, we're just going to be available. We're going to be aware of the wonderful gifts that you've given us. And we are going to behold the glory of God. We are going to see people's lives change. One word from God changes people's lives. Let your anointing be mightily upon us, Lord. So that when we say, When we say to a mountain for someone else, or we say to a mountain for us, and we just speak to a mountain, when we can just tell somebody, God plans to help you, that we can see life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.